Now, this is a dictation for Carol Cooper, COOPER, November 5, 37, addresses a letter, Dr. Gunnell, GUNNELL, 805029. Dear Dr. Gunnell, follow-up for Mrs. Cooper, chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. Last visit in July, no hospital visit, denies vomiting, dysphagia, off and on constipation or bleeding, comes accompanied with daughter. She uses a walker. She's, however, decreased eyesight bilateral, has chronic dyspnea, uses oxygen at night 2 liters, refuses to be tested for sleep apnea, denies chest pain palpitation, has chronic incontinence urgency, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood, not following a restricted diet, other review system, positive for night cramps, but no claudication or discolor of the toes. Medication list review, I will highlight inhalers, blood pressure, Norvasc, Diltiazem, HCTC, Losartan, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next paragraph, unable to stand up for a weight, blood pressure by nurse 136.77. Lungs are distant clear, I don't hear RAL, which is pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness, minor peripheral edema. Speech is normal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine 1.65, which is stable at least for the last 1.5 years, representing a GFR of 30. Electrolyte, acid base normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal, and no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3 to 4. No gross progression, no symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis. No need to change diet for potassium, which is normal. No need for phosphorus binders, no need for EPO treatment. Present chemistries are stable. Tolerating ARB, losartan, among other medications. No active bleeding. Continue chemistries in a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.